Hello, good afternoon. I'll be your attending physician today. Nice to meet you. Just to confirm before we get started, can I have your name, please? I just want to make sure I have the correct record. Okay. And can I have your last name, too? Okay. And the nurse has given me your test results, and she's also taken your vitals. Am I correct? Yes, so it should be here as well. Perfect. All right, so before we go on, just a couple of questions. Do you feel how healthy do you feel today? Do you feel any headaches, pains, symptoms, any of that sort? Yes, because I just want to make sure that as we go through the whole evaluation together, nothing gets mixed up in the whole procedure. And of course, if you have any underlying health issues that we need to take care of, I can also do that at the same time so you don't have to come back to the clinic after. Okay, cool. So, do tell me if you are feeling anything weird with your system today, any symptoms, etc. Anything at all. Okay. Okay, and from a scale of 1 to 10, how bad are these headaches? With 1 being something that you can easily ignore, and 10 being excruciatingly painful. Okay. And did you notice if this is triggered by anything? Are there any other symptoms that come out from this? So it's really just the headaches, yeah. And which part of your sort of head does it hurt? Like, does it hurt in the front, in the back, on your temples? Okay. So have you noticed if it's triggered by anything of the sort? So you feel like it could just be tension, headache, stress. Okay. And is this something that happens on a regular basis? Does it happen once or twice a day, a week? So it doesn't seem to be chronic, which is good. Okay. We're gonna try and get you something for that. I'm gonna try and prescribe you something for it, aside from the, usual painkiller. Maybe that's all you need. Maybe that. After we go through your results, I might see something that might be related to that, and perhaps we can, perhaps you need a different type of prescription. Okay, so let me just go through your results real quickly. So you've gotten through this. This is for your company's administrative files, right? Yeah. Okay. So I have here your results. Your x-ray seems to be good. Your blood tests seem to be good. Nothing out of the ordinary. Other tests seem to be fine as well. Nothing too shocking. Nothing to worry about so far. Okay, this one seems to be good as well. Yeah, you don't have to worry about if you feel like it's like going borderline and stuff like that. For the most part, if I see something that's really beyond what should be the correct, what should be the usual healthy numbers, then I will tell you. So try not to overread when it comes to these tests. I actually have a mother who does that. But yeah, so far so good. You seem to be taking good care of yourself, which is good. Okay. And aside from your headache, I don't see anything that might be tied to it, so it might be, a little bit sort of stress-induced. So hopefully you take care of that. You try to take other, perhaps any form of leisure exercise that might help you get rid of that tension headache. Because I don't want to outright prescribe some more powerful painkillers for you, especially if it can be alleviated with just a bit of any stress killers that you might have, any stress busters, Maybe watch a movie, take a walk, meditate, yoga, stuff like that. I tend to get a lot of workaholics into the office, which I understand. Actually, there you might have missed something. I'm not sure if you also have the list. Can I have the list of the exams that you were to do earlier? Okay. Yeah, you actually missed one. Part of your requirement is to get yourself a sexual wellness test. Were you able to do that recently? Did you not just get the papers to the nurse? Right, well, unfortunately, I can't really clear you unless you finish the sexual wellness test because it is part of your company's file, so we are gonna have to go through that. Any reason why you missed it? Did you just forget? Are you trying to avoid something? Okay, just forget. It's fine. Most people try to avoid the same test as well because it's awkward and, well, not a lot of physicians actually know how to do it well and properly. So, luckily for you, I'm quite, well, experienced when it comes to these things. So, there's not a need to worry. We can choose to do your sexual wellness test now, or you could wait and suffer a longer line and perhaps a physician who is not ready for this type of test. You'd like to do that now or no? I personally highly recommend that you do it now because, first and foremost, I don't have any more patients coming through, and so I do have the time to do so. And second of all, it's not going to be much of a bother for me. In fact, I quite enjoy providing sexual wellness tests. You'd be surprised. You would know a lot of things just by making someone come once or twice. You don't have to worry about a thing. I will be able to take care of you and everything will be discreet. All you need to do is sit back and relax and let me take care of everything. Trust me, it's not going to hurt. I know that previous sexual wellness tests might sort of traumatize a couple of patients, because doctors tend to be a little bit more clinical when it comes to these things. But personally, I have worked with a couple of actual physical therapists and people in the industry, if you know what I mean. And so I'm properly trained to make sure that you feel nice and well, and that this whole, experience is as seamless and as painless as possible, and as natural as possible. So you don't have to worry about anything. Why don't you go and lean back on the bed? Maybe prop a pillow or two. I do believe I have an extra pillow over here, so you have the proper angle. You go. Get yourself nice and comfortable. Yes, as I was saying, all you need to do is just relax and let your doctor take care you. You're in good hands. Trust me. I did sort of forget, but it's a good thing that you're wearing a button-up shirt because I could just easily unbutton this. Relax, don't worry about it. It's gonna feel much more comfortable the less restricted your clothing is. So let me just slip this in and out. All right, good. And actually, let me take care of my coat as well. Feeling much better? Just relax. Deep breaths if you're feeling a little bit nervous. But trust me, I'm a professional and I know exactly what to do to make you feel good. Because you deserve to feel good, yeah. You agree with me? just start unbuttoning your jeans. And drop this down a little bit. Tell me if you prefer taking your entire pants off, your underwear off, or you're okay with just this. Personally, for me, I prefer that you take it completely off because you can get to relax as much as possible. Okay, let me just slip these off for you. Don't move. It's okay. I actually like it when I get to take things off. In the bedroom, I mean. That's it. Just shuffle a little bit for me. Perfect. Okay. I'm just going to put these right over here. You'll be able to get it afterwards. Mm-hmm. Now, let me take care of me too, because I know one thing that's going to help you feel good. Let me just take this shirt off. Ah, there. You like what you see? Well, I never try to guess what patients might like to see if I ever have to make these sexual wellness tests, but it's always nice if, I get to wear something that a patient particularly enjoys. Makes my job easier that way. Regardless if I'm wearing something good or not, my intention is always to make sure that you feel good so that I can also get the best results. One of the first things I do when I look into the sexual wellness of my patients is to see how their bodies might react, especially when I start moving my hands down their bodies, see if they feel or they exhibit some goosebumps, some little twitches, a little bit of tension. Yeah. Sometimes I'd whisper into their ear and see their shoulders raise, any reaction from it, because a body that reacts well to any erotic movements, any erotic actions, is one that's a healthy one, you know? One that reacts with perfect reflexes. It's like one of those when you test with the little hammer that hits your knee and then your knee just jerks up. Yeah, I want to see if I could get your nice, wonderful cock to also jerk up with anything that I might do to you that I expect would be something that you might enjoy. Mm-hmm. Now let's see how your body might react if I do this. I see that your cock is twitching a little bit. Toes are curling. A little bit of goosebumps. Good. That's perfect. That's what we want to see. Let me just move down your body. Well, you can moan if you'd like. I actually want to hear you moan to see how much you enjoy it, how much you vocalize. Show me if I should be doing more or less. Communication is very important, whether that is your partner or your doctor who's trying to fuck you. Don't worry, I don't feel awkward, promise. This feels good. I'm enjoying myself, and I hope that you're enjoying too. Mm. lovely cock of yours. Let's see if it's nice and healthy. First off, let me just stroke this cock, wrap my fingers around it, and stroke from the tip, rubbing my thumb at the very head of this cock, feeling how smooth it is, feeling the texture, enjoying the way it twitches in my hands. What a very good and a very healthy cock this is. And then I'm just going to stroke downwards, the shaft to the base, and just feel every part of this cock. Try to memorize it with my hands and my palms. Feel where the veins are just flowing, pumping the blood. Seems good so far. You're enjoying this, aren't you? You don't need to worry about a thing because I quite enjoy cocks like yours. Don't tell any other patients that or else they might get jealous. So I'm just going to stroke this cock up and down. Such good, healthy cock. Now let's try and see. Feel. Cup a feel of these balls. See? They're nice and full with cum. And I need to let you know right now that I'm going to do everything I can to empty these heavy balls, okay? I want to be able to see, taste, feel your cum. And see just exactly how your cum feels. Something I quite enjoy, both professionally and personally. Well, because you can tell a lot from a man's cum and a man's cock and the way they take care of themselves. And let me tell you, it looks like you are taking care of yourself. Now we're just gonna go back up, stroke at your cock nice and slowly, enjoying the strength of this cock, enjoying how stiff it is, enjoying the way it twitches. Now let me see how you might feel with some combined stimuli. Seems very, very healthy. Your cock is twitching so much in my hands. And how about here? If I kiss your neck. Good. You seem to have a very sensitive erogenous zone over here on your neck. Let me exploit that a little bit more. I'll try not to leave a mark. There we are. I can tell that you're relaxing so much already, the way your shoulders are just dropping and sinking into the bed, the way your eyes are closed, mouth partially open. Perfect. Means that you're responding healthily to any of the stimuli that I'm giving you. Mark of a healthy man. Now, let's take care of your cock. Make sure that you don't have any problems here. I'll take a better, closer look over here. No need to worry. There's no judgment. Doctor-patient confidentiality. And besides that, I'm pretty sure that you're healthy, that you taste good. There's no judgment here. As I suspected. You taste really wonderful. Men like you that have cocks like yours make my job just so much easier. I'll take it nice and slow. Make you finish in my tongue, okay? I want to be able to taste your cum. Let's just relax and enjoy my mouth. I'll even gag on your cock if it makes you feel better. Definitely a healthy cock. I could just feel you twitching and pushing down my throat a bit more. The deeper you are down my throat, the more you just want to push it in, don't you? Oh, don't you worry about me. I'm enjoying myself over here. So just relax and enjoy, okay? So why don't we work you out and make sure that you give me a nice heavy load, okay? I want you to try and give it everything you got, all right? That's it. That's it. You can pump your cock down my throat if you want. Just make sure that when you come on my tongue, okay? Okay, let's go. Consistency, taste. Well done. You really do take care of yourself. Alright, well, if I just go and feel your balls a little bit. I know you're a little bit sensitive, but bear with me here. There's just one more test we need to do. Okay, yeah, as I suspected, you haven't quite emptied your balls quite yet, and I think I could squeeze out a little bit more gum for you. And perfect, because there is another test that we need to do, and that is stamina. So you're gonna have to breathe in and breathe out and fight through that hypersensitive cock of yours, because I'm going to ride you. I'm going to have your nice cock buried deep inside my tight and wet pussy. You're gonna feel my walls suck you in as if it needs your cock to be in there. As if it needs your cock to be buried deep inside me. I'm gonna have to have you come deep inside me. You don't need to worry about anything. This is a test of your stamina, and just to see how good you are, how hard you come, truly. And I have no doubt that you're gonna come hard. Because you've been doing so well so far, right? Good. So I'm stroking this nice big cock of yours. I'm just gonna slowly lower myself onto your cock. Do tell me if you're in a little bit of pain, okay? Set in there, but that's only because my pussy just needed to get used to your size a little bit. Very well. Perfectly
fitting perfectly snug. To this nice little cock sleeve. Does it feel good? As I said, you can moan as loud as you want. I don't mind. The louder you are, the better it is for me, because I can tell just how good you're feeling. I can tell if you're in pain or not, okay? Fuck. I'm gonna start moving up and down, slowly at first, and when I finally see which rhythm is best, I'm gonna go and do that exactly, okay? So, just enjoy the feeling of your cock being hugged snugly by my tight and wet walls, keeping you inside my tight and wet little pussy, my soaking wet pussy, making you feel nice and warm and snug and just focus on the fact that you get to empty your balls deep inside me, yeah? You get to fucking come so hard inside me. Yeah, I feel ya. I feel ya. Your cock feels so good inside me. Your cock feels absolutely wonderful, stretching me out so perfectly. Hitting all the right spots too. Very, very little effort. You can thrust up and down if you want. That makes you feel good too. If you want to slam your cock deep inside my walls, if you'd like that too, I'd like that as well. Fuck. My main goal is to make you come so hard for me. I just want to make you come so hard. Yes. Are you getting close? Yeah? Are you getting close? Good. Because I'm going to come with you. Because I want to feel just how hard your cock is going to come for me. I want to feel your cock just pumping out all of that cum inside me. I want to milk your cum with my tight and wet little pussy. Are you ready? Yeah? Tell me when you're going to come. Are you going to come? Are you going to come? Are you gonna come for me? Huh? Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come? Go ahead. Come for me. Come for me. Give it to me. Pump your cum as hard as you can. Pump it as hard as you can. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's it. Make your cock twitch and pump every drop of that cum inside me. I don't care how erratic you move. I just want you to give it to me every drop. Now let's make sure your balls are completely empty. Fuck. Oh yeah. Good. Fuck. Well done. Very well done. Fuck. Yeah. I think that was an excellent review of your health. And I think that just proves that you are properly healthy. Excuse me. Let me just make sure I get that written down. Oh yes, you can stay inside me all you want. The fact of the matter is, the longer I stay here, the more I can monitor your cock. Okay. Well. Bodily reactions are good. Okay. Erogenous zones are reactive. Nerve functions are good. It means healthy sperm and cum. Proper consistency. Body temperature is also well and consistent, as I would expect. Anything else that I might be missing? Oh yes, stamina. Perfect.
Okay. Breathe in. Breathe out. Do that a couple more times while I just get up. Okay. Now for your headache. I would suggest instead of, well, since your headache isn't that painful, nor is it chronic, I feel like it's just a matter of a stress-induced headache, so I'd suggest that you try masturbating a couple times a week, or a day, whatever, whichever works, or take up any other leisurely activities, but for me personally, I tend to masturbate, it's the most effective way to do so. And then if it's still an issue, I would suggest that we just go on a call. You can call me. Here's my number. Okay. And, yeah. I would then see if there's any other issues and nothing else, and I'll prescribe you some better painkillers. So, I am going to get dressed. I have your records with me. I will go and transfer them to the nurse, who will then give you the results via email and mail, physical mail, so that you can show that to your company. Everything should be properly delivered within 24 to 48 hours. 48 hours for your the physical papers. Right. So, thank you very much for participating in your exam and for all of the results. Everything seems to be good. And I'll see you next time.